Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Right, we're holding that Nun Zion. Just before we begin, I wanted just to correct something, or not to correct, but to revise a little bit, to add something to what we said yesterday. Remember yesterday we said that in the state of Suffolk, the Gabe the Dinim, when we're going to be hired for a Masavitz Achav Achavitz. So it says, you go and you do the Lisha, you do the Aricha, do the Afia, in all these cases. So there's a din, you can be chayim for Machavitz Achav Achavitz. And like the Mara even afterwards says, even if you didn't do a Malacha, you have Rav Abi's din, he did Sar Agabi Yisa. We said that the Mechaz Chinuch has a suffix, whether or not, let's say, so Shmuel David wanted to know what he mean. That's Gemar Beferish. His suffix is, let's say, where it already was Chametz. And then somebody will go add, without a Malacha, something else to make it worse. It's Chametz already. This din is different. Raval Hiniach Se'ar Agabe Isa. He put Sa'ar on Isa and he didn't do anything, and he made it Chametz. Mahalach v'yasham lo, and it was mischametz. Avada, there he's going to be over. But let's say it already was Chametz, and he didn't do a Maisa Malacha. He just added more Chametz to it. More Sa'ar then. That's a suffix, whether or not you're Chayv. Or maybe over there it has to be Dafke Malacha. That's the suffix that he has. And then the Gemara tells us, like we said in Machlokes that we have, by Shabbos, where we let our Rabbi Marchan, our Rabbi Yechon, and the Nif Bosra Gabi Gacholim, we have the way Rashi learned, and we have the way Tosfos learned, the way we said yesterday. The Nif Bosra Gabi Gacholim, it both depends if he turned it over, he's Kaim, Lohepach, Bo Potter. Over there, it has to be done both ways, both, in other words, the top, the bottom. And up Rav Abai Chaim Nami Tika Omar Kibaisetz Lishal Shabbos. And that's how to learn what it means, Kibaisetz Lishal Shabbos. And the Gemara then said, Gufa, Omar Rav Abai Barchan Omar Rav Yechanan, Hiniach Basar Al Gabe Gecholim, Hiya Hepach Bal Chaim Lo Hepach Bal Potter. On Shabbos, if he was Hepach Bal, he turned it over, both the top, the bottom. He's chayim for bishul on Shabbos. And if he did not do it, he's not chayim. Techi dami ilay, but ilo hepech, hepech bay lo bashel. If he didn't do it, so it's pshita. Ela di ilo mahapech le nabi. What are you going to say? If he did turn it over, the whole thing would become a bushel anyway. Masha, bay lo machayim, lo tzricha. Di lo hepech ba. Have a bashel mitzad echad. Kamaichel ben Drusai. If he didn't do it, the only thing that would happen is Kamaichel ben Drusai. The chibahapach bay, and if he is bahapach in it, then bashel mitzad stodim Kamaichel ben Drusai. Then from both sides, it's not, and Kamaichel ben Drusai is enough as long as you do it from both sides. The kamashmalon, the chal mitzad echad. Is it called mitzvah echad that if you did it only from one side, and the only bishul that you did is kibaychel bedrusai, lo klumu, that itself does not suffice. You're not going to be chayiv. This is a big chiddush. In other words, what we're saying is you can be chayiv on Shabbos kibaychel bedrusai, but only if the kabbalus in what you did is also able to be offset, whatever chesaron that there is. In Kamaichel ben Drusai, at least you have to have quantitatively more than what you would have if you did it mishmashal kol tzarko. Very strange type of din. In other words, you need to do the malacha of bishul on Shabbos. Now, how do you do bishul? Kamaichel ben Drusai is, yeah. But there has to be some compensation for the lack of quality in the bishul. And how's that? By the quantity of what you're doing. If quantitatively you make up for the lack of quality that it's able to be called a malacha. As opposed to doing it called sarko, you did it, so it makes a difference. What we could clear over here is, and now we have a big clear. Is there ever such a thing in Shas or in Shulchan Aruch that you're chayiv for other dinim of bishul, where it's only kalecha ben derusai, or it's baicha ben derusai only halacha and hilcha Shabbos? For example, bishul baser b'chalav. Persons mevashel baser b'chalav kebaicha ben derusai. Zichayiv. Person is mevashel l'karben pesach. You're not allowed to be mevashel l'karben pesach. Al teichli mi menu na uvashel mevushel mamayim. What was he mevashel there? He was mevashel, let's say he did kamacha betarasai. If he eats the carbon pesach mevushel, kamacha betarasai, is he over the lav? Or is he not over the lav? These are clarities that we could have. Bishel basar b'cholov. This is a clear that we have, the Mechas Chinuch has this clear, Briskerov dance on this also, that's one clear that we have.
Would that have to be the whole thing?
Well, yes, another, that's one part of the clear, whether it's in Kamacha ben Derusai anyway. And even in Tzalaymar, that he is, this thing that we have over here, that it has to be Hepach Bo Chayim, La Hepach Bo Potter, is that true only by Shabbos? Or is that going to be true by other things also? Let's say a person came and he was mevashel basar b'chalav on one side. He was not mahapach. Is he chayev for being mevashel basar b'chalav or not? That's a second part of the klar. First of all, is there a din kamacha ben derusai at all? And even in tinsalaymar, yes. Well, this din that we have over here for malacha, that we have on Shabbos, that you need both hepach bo and no hepach by your putter. Is that going to be true also by other areas also? Is it going to be true by Karban Pesach? Is it going to be true when it comes to Basar B'chalav or not?
It's part of the definition of Bishul.
Yeah, is it part of the din of Bishul all over? Or maybe it's only a din in Malacha. There is a reason we could be B'chalav. And the Pashut of the way it is we would be able to declare. It's because by what we want to know, one's a din in the Hisaskus in the Malacha. He's Isaac in the Malacha's Bishul. Yet again, the Torah said, for example, you can't eat something that has the chashivis of a cooked thing, the chafza of Basar B'chalav that's cooked. That's not a din the Maisa. It's a din you can't have. So what's called cooked? On Shabbos, there's nothing about the chefza of it being cooked. It's the hisaskus in the malacha of engaging in the act of cooking. That's called the engaging in the act of cooking. But where the iser comes and emanates from the chefza that became something which is cooked, coming out of there, it needs more. And therefore, when it comes to eating from the carbon pesach, which is mevushel, maybe there's no din of macha ben derusai at all. And even if you tell me yes, maybe there's no din that has to be hepach. Hepach, it's only where it's hepach as opposed to not hepach. The evidence is we see clearly in the Gemara in Chulin, Udaf Kuf Ches, but over there the Gemara says that it has to be the special called Tzorko, Bash Bishul Gomer. By Bishul Basar B'chalav. Over there it says, the Gemara Daf Kuf Ches says it's not enough with Hab Machal Ben Terusai. That Gemara is Lahedya. On Kuf Ches on the base, the way Rashi learns, the way Rabbi Gershom learns over there, in Daf Kuf Ches on the base in Chulin, that by Bishul Basar B'chalav, you need that it should be Bishul Gomer, Bishul Kol Tzarko, not to Machal Ben Terusai. Which would tell me that there's a difference between Malacha Shabbos. This din of Malacha is only Halacha that's brought the Gabi Shabbos, not brought the Gabi any other things. How much do you have to eat? How much do you have to eat at the Karban Pesach? That's Mavushal. In order to be over, I'll tell you, Menunah Vashem Mavushal Babayim. In the case where it's only Kamacha Ben Drasai, you're over the Lav? You're not having a lav. It would seem that certainly by Basar Mechalav you're not. In which case, we could hear that it's only a din of the Malacha, by Malacha Shabbos. It's a klar that we have. If that's a klar, there is a Mechastina, Briskerov, Dan's on it, Briskerov learns that it's also, it's only going to be by Shabbos, not by other things. And the second part of it again is, whether the din of Hepach, what's the din of Hepach Bachayev, only if you do it on both sides.
Even on Shabbos, if you go into a fight, you eat it.
The what?
The one who does the cooking is not allowed to eat in their shasha.
Oh, but that's a drabonis.
Would that apply to eating ham? If you cook ham?
Maybe not, because it's into the malachia. Yeah.
Maybe, could that be another drabonis?
Yeah, but that's a drabon. That's a question only in Baisa Shabbos, whether you're going to chai for that. That's wouldn't be we're not talking about the derisa of that. Yeah. And Amar Rava, the Nitzlabo Kikrigris, Mitzad Echad, Babakai Echad, Chai. If it's, Rava said, if it's roasted, Kikrigris, Mitzad Echad, even in one place, but what place? I mean, the Chayiv. I'm going to reveal the Ravashi. What do you mean by the Mamakam Echad in Mishnayim O Gimel Mekai Mislo? Here he says, get the Mitzlobo Kegrigris, Mitzad Echad. Kegrigris, the Mamakai Echad. Yeah. The Mitzlobo Kegrigris, Mitzad Echad. The Mamakai Echad, Chayiv. Yeah.
That's
fine. Here we're talking quality. Yeah. Omalei Ravina the Ravashi, what do you mean by that? The Makam Echad in Shnayim Gimel Mekayim Mislo? You mean, let's say it was a third of a Kizayis in one place, a third another, and another, a third of a Kigrigris, I mean another place, a third of a Kigrigris in another place. But Tanan, a Kodeyah, Kosha Huchayiv. Let's say a person drills a hole. In one place. He drills a hole of a tiny hole. Tiny hole is chai for baita. Straight to my echidami. What does it mean by that? Echidami. He then makam echad. What did he do? He drilled us a tiny hole. So, how can he be chai for that? What is it? What good is that? What is he be chai for? What is he for baita? What's it rai for? He did it in different places where you're going to be able to be served them easier, make them into one big hole.
Small holes.
So therefore you make different small holes in different places and you connect them. And therefore what? So Rashi over here comes and tells us, let's say the chazal the tziruf, kmi she'aisen nagarim, just like carpenters do. Shetzrichim lo, they need a big hole. Lechur echad. Kain chet shleisha ktanim. Ze b'tzad zel mechaber b'aisam. And they're mechaber them. So over here, what nobody chayim also. Of a kosher lebay, so therefore, the Gemara says, it's no raya from over there. Over here, even if you have a tiny thing, you can use it for a key. Ikadiyami, another version is Amarava, Fila Mishnai, the Gimel Makaimis. Le Ravina, Le Ravashi, Afadadabi, Tanina, like we learned. According to the Ikadiyami, we're saying, because you can do it different places, and like we have a Rai, Afadadabi, Tanina, Kaideyach. Kol Shuhu Chai, Amechidami, Lebim Makamecha, Kol Shuhu Maichosi, Allah. It's a raya, according to the Ikadamri, what we just got finished saying. Pardon me? Now, Shalom is exactly. What did the Gemara spell to over here with the Akleda? All right, what did the Gemara spell to when it's talking about Baina? And what did the Gemara what with over here? Therefore, what? By Kegregus, what's the suffix? Over there, why are you chayiv if you did it? You did the act of Baina because when you put the holes right next to each other, that means that that's a good act of construction because it now you just are going to go and attach all the holes together, right? But you did a significant act by drilling a bunch of the holes that are samach to each other, and therefore it makes it easier to hole. Now, so therefore, what's the Gemara want over here? You went in, you took a third, you cooked a third of a congregris in one place. You then cooked a third of a congregris in another place. So what's this thing with the... It's not going to get cooked in the middle.
You're not going to physically
connect it, right? You have different holes. So ultimately, you're going to make it into one big hole. And it makes it much easier. The big hole makes it, it's just a question of a very minor act, a very insignificant act to make that hole. It's almost like you made the hole one big hole. Over here, what are you going to wind up doing? You cooked each one itself. It's not a malacha. You did it. What's the Gemara ishtelling to this to that? The Karinaira, we have a Karinaira and a Mutshitzich on this point. Basi Rak Lahaira, though, the Gabi, this. Well, we have Afanat, so like we have Elalah Bishnai Bishlai Shemekaimis, and therefore, so that's the din that we have over here. So we have the Shem's well over here, it's going to be enough or not. And again, but the din, we do have some halachas over here, the Gabi Yochas Shabbos. Again, the difference between Mishnah Kotzarko, the din of Gmachal Medrusai, and whether or not sometimes you have to compensate for the lack of quality with the quantity. So quantitatively, you would have to have two layers, the top, the bottom, to compensate for the lack of quality in the bishul. You can do that as far as enhancing the malacha. Like we said, maybe that thing is only a day in malacha, maybe it doesn't apply by Basar B'chalim, maybe it doesn't apply, maybe it doesn't apply by bishul by Korban Pesach, or let's say bishul akum. Let's say at Bishul Akum, the same thing there. So, of course, it's a Drabbanit. There, of course, it's a Drabbanit. It's different. But the din is going to be Nageya, the din of Hepach, Hepachai, Laepach Potter, the din of Kamachal Betrusoi. These are Sveikis that we have. Now we have Tan Rabbanit Ilan Emashet Takrivu Lashem. Lo se yase chavetz. What does it say? It says, kol ha-mincha asher takrivu la-Hashem. Kol ha-mincha asher takrivu la-Hashem. Lo se yase chavetz. Ki chol se'ar v'chol devash. Lo saktiru bimenu ishe la-Hashem. It says, ilu nemar asher takrivu la-Hashem. Like it says, what does it say? If it would have said the whole pasuk, lo se asa chametz, so you see, I bear. Ainli belay sase chametz ella chametz bilvad. Maybe where does the iser chametz, like we said, the iser chametz that we have by a mincha applies even by all. Different three cases. You could have it by the mincha, you could have it by the kibitz, and even have it by the shirayim. Remember the way we said. Even kahanim, after the mincha is all brought already. And the kayim wants to eat, the kahanim want to eat it. When it's chametz, they're not allowed to do it. Kol ha-menachas bo'os matzah, apply by all cases. Isi, maybe Atmosphere would have said the lashon ha-pasuk differently. I would have thought, Eidli Blay Sasa, Chabetz Elachai, Mitzvah Vad Mincha, Minai, what about the whole Mincha? Before the Chabetz, Talmud Leibar Mincha. Shar Menachas Minayin, what about this? Shar Menachas. What's it mean, Shar Menachas? Shar Menachas Minayin, the High Crowd's talking about what? A Marcheshis. That Pusik, where we have it, is speaking about Michas Marcheshis. What about all the other Menachas? Kala Menachas Boisvatsa. There goes on all Menachas, except for the big two. Of Shnei Alechem and Lach Beit Taida. You're never allowed to have it. Kol Shah Tabud Lamar Kol Habincha. Ashitakrivu Lashem. What does it say again? Kol Habincha Ashitakrivu Lashem. Let's say Afachosachamans. Tabud Lamar Kol Habincha Ashitakrivu Lashem. Kshera. Kshera Malay Psula. Bikad Amru Hamachabe says Kshera Chayim is a Psula Potter. And which one is it? If it's a Mincha, which is a kosher of mincha, there you're going to be chayiv, as opposed to one where it's where you're going to be pater. Where it's basal. Pardon me? Yeah. So let's say it's basal, like Rashi comes and he says, let's say it became basal b'yitze, with the psula, shar menachas v'nai psula, psula kigai shi yatsas hanit meis. Let's say, or became tame. So over there, in those cases, you're not going to be chayiv. Hamchametz es hakshera chayiv es habsula is potter. One second. Yeah. Bayer a papa though. Chintza, what about, what will happen here? Chintza, person, let's say, was Mechabetz, the Mincha, the Yatsis. Then afterwards it went, then it went outside the Azara. Chintza, the Yatsis, the Chazar Mechintza. It went out, and then he was Mechabetz again.
So what's the Chazar Mechintza about? What did he do? Another act?
Yeah, he did another act of being Mechabetzin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's say he went, maybe it was before the Lisha, right, did it, and then he did the Afiyah or something. Yeah, let's say he did an Afiyah. Or, let's say he was Mechabetzin again, it could be Tali, does he have to do a Malacha, does he not do a Malacha? So that'll depend on the Suffolk of the Mechaschira. Whether he, maybe he didn't have to do anything, or maybe just add more Chabetz. Depending if that clarifies him here, whether he has to do an act of malacha. That'll depend whether or not he's tied for mechabetz achar mechabetz in that kind of a case. That'll be totally in that. Chintza v'yatzis v'chazer v'chintza bah. Kevin v'yatzis ifsu la b'yaytzei. It became kev pasu b'yaytzei. Chihadar mechabetz la. Lo mechayev ala. V'shumach mechabetz achar mechabetz. Because it's possible. And we're just saying that if you're Mechametz a Mincha, which is possible, you're not either. Oh, Dilma. Came into Chimtza. Maybe Chitzi or Mechametz it. They originated before you took it out. It's all already possible. And in which case, Yaitse Lamahani Be. Yaitse does not come and do anything significant for making a new psul. It's already possible. Therefore, there is no chiddush of psul after his yaitzei, and memelam chihara mechabetz shla. It's mechayev alav b'shul mechabetz achar mechabetz. They could maybe say he's going to be chayev because because it never became possible as a result of the yaitzei, and therefore, so you're left with the regular dinim of mechabetz achar mechabetz. It never became possible as a result of the yaitzei. Therefore, maybe it wouldn't apply over here. Again?
Why would it become
possible? What would it not become possible? Yeah. So Rashi over here says, "Les bei psul yaitze." The love can. Well, here he says, "Odeva came the chitzah Loba al debo kevin de chibza loba hani leiba pas psul yaitze. The lab kedusha gemurahi. The ainba ela psul chibutz. The chayev kishar mechabitz acha mechabitz. Yeah. What we have over here is a really machlekes. We take a look at the Rambam. Here we take a look at the Rambam, and let me show one thing over here. You basically it says just what happens over here. The Rambam says. Hamachabetz mincha pesula is potter. Person comes out, he's machabetz mincha pesula is potter. That's the pasuk. Shenema shetakrivu lahashem. Let's say also comments. A mincha which is kosher that you're going to be used for hakrava. Let's say also comments. Now hakshera lahashem. Hakshera lahashem. That's the one, that's the drush. Chimtza. Kishahig Shera. Now, let's say he was machametz it when it was kosher. And then, the yotza lechutz. And then, because of a chimtza, achar shenimsala, the yitzayasa. He went then with Mechametzit after it again became Pasul B'yotzei. Eino like it. He does not get Malchus over here. Chimtza, in other words, what? He became Pasul B'yotzei. But he's not going to be there. Chazer Mechimtza, Achar Shenimsala B'yitziyasa. Over here, he's not going to get Malchus. Over here, he will not get Malchus. Like another thing. But the mashmos of the Rambam is over here that it doesn't become possible B'yotzei. The mashmos of the Rambam have spent a different shot of this. Not the way Rashi's learning. Rashi's learning might say that the Shem Tzul is not going to apply over there. it means, the way Rashi says, it's thing with the Kedusha Gemurah he holds. It's not going to be God possible. Although it came in the Chintza, lo mahani le psul yaitzei, the lav Kedusha Gemurah he, because there was some deficiency in it, and therefore the psul yaitzei is not going to be chal. Lespa psul yaitzei, the lav Kedusha Gemurah he, v'yema ela psul chimutz. The Rambam is not that. Rashi, the Rambam said it's not that there's no psul of chibut, that there's no psul of yaitzei. Rashi says, ve'ema ela psul chibut. So the Rambam holds about it. There's a psul of yaitzei also. The chayem kishar mechabetz achar mechabetz. But afo became, if it's lemaisa about it, there was something which was psul, but it wasn't something that disqualified the carbon. Avada is psul. But afo became, maybe a chayem mechabetz achar mechabetz, because you don't attribute it to that. You don't attribute the psul of yaitzei as the reason why it was disqualified. There is a shem psul. Wow. But Abba became, that shem psul did not disqualify it, because it already was disqualified. It wasn't roi at all for any kind of akrova. No, that's not, he doesn't mean I'll say the chalal lister. It means in the significance of the chalais psul. Rashi holds its mashma that in order for it to become pasul b'yotzei, there has to be a certain level of kedusha in order for it to become pasul b'yotzei. Something which was already disqualified cannot become nifsal. The psul's a psul of the level of kedusha that there was. Once it's pasul, then it can't become pasul again. It can't become pasul b'yotzei. When the Torah came saying, came pasul, something which was the epitome of holiness can become possible. If it's already disqualified, then there's no such psul. That's what it seems from Rashi's learning. Not like the Rambam. What? So therefore, if that shen psul's not there, well, according to Rashi, that part would be easier. So Melech is the name of Chavetz HaChavetz. Because it doesn't have the Shem Psul. According to the Rambam, it means, what is that Psul? What is the din that is excluded from the Yisr Chavetz after when it's Psul? It means a Psul which disqualified it. And that it's significant that because of that Psul, you can't bring it. Over there, there's no din of Chavetz. But if that Psul was one which should not have any consequences anyway, it's a psul, a bad as a shep psul. But it does, but it's inconsequential because we can't bring it anyway. So therefore, if the chadami, if the only reason for the psul is, well, the reason why you're not allowed to bring it is only because it's chibutz, so chibutz is a din of chametz, chametz. If the reason why it's disqualified is because of some other psul, there's no din isra of chibutz. But if the reason why you can't bring it is because of the primary reason, you already were mechametz in it from chametz before, so it's true that about it became pasul b'yotzei, but it's of no consequence that psul, and therefore if there's still going to be, it's still going to be right for the din of chibutz, because the reason why for its disqualification is the chibutz. That's how the Rambam would learn it, according to the Rambam. Byra Murray, Chintza Bereishai Shel Mizbeach Ma. Now, let's say he was Mechametzit when he was on top of the Mizbeach. Rashi here says, Rashi Mizbeach Asher Takrivu Mashma, calls Man Shemachuseris Akrava over Alehom, Aval Yachar Akrava Lo. Once he brought it, then there is no Isra of Chibutz. That's what it means. Then there wouldn't be applied there. Something bar. Hitzam resham is beachma. She takrivu abarachmada vaha akriva. Maybe, it says it's the one that you will bring. Here he brought it already. Odilma b'chusar aktara k'b'chusar b'aisadami. Or maybe, odilma b'chusar aktara is k'chusar b'aisadami. Something about a teiku. Here's this Gemara L'char. Now, what is Gemara meaning over here? Yeah. So that's the, in the Maskada, that's what it's saying. Gemara is saying it as the Chintzo the Koibitz. Well, of course. Here we're talking, he was Mechametz the Koibitz. But Rosha shall be Zbeach Masher Takrivu Mashma calls Man Shemachuseris Akrava Over Aleha. Avaliyachar Hakrava Lo. This is called Hakrava. Now, as the Gemara telling us, a lumdus, a very big lumdus over here, what is the Gemara being saying more balabatish? There are two ways we can learn the Gemara. It says, way to be the Shlavit comes and we have dinim of at what point does the din of Haktaras Karban start? You bring it up to the Mizbeach. Maybe if you bring it up to the Kavish. Remember, when we talk about halacha, what is the melacha of halacha? Halacha's eight, when we talk about that, halacha's evarim, the kevish. Masha, at that point and on, it's called akrav already, but it's already up to kevish, going to the mizbeach. It's shver from the Gemara Nehruvin there. It says it's not like that. But is it because it blimes when it's on top, tchilas akrav? That already is more of the lovdish away. The other way is, Babish Balabatish. What is Takrivu means what? You bring it close. All right, so you brought it close. You went down the Lumdis, why it isn't? Well, whatever it means, the Lumdak, let's say it's not called Chilas Akhtarim. But you brought it close, it's all you have to do now is just to put it on top of the Marachat. You just don't know what it means, Asher Takrivu. The Gabi Kama Dinim, of course, it's not the Haktarah. The Haktarah, of course, did not start yet. On the other hand, it said Takrivu. And the Lemaisa, it's already after the Hakrava, in terms of, it's already after it was brought close. Once that happens, that you brought it close, and it's not. It's a Gemara telling us, Mamish, I love this over here, that's called Chilus Haktarah, or Chilus Hakrava of the carbon, or it's not telling you it's more coming in because of the hakrava of the carbon. We really wouldn't be able, wouldn't have a raya, Mamish, from over here, that got be other dinim that we would have, whether it's called Tchilas Haktara or not. Maybe it's just it's called Hakrava. If you invite, you brought it close. And therefore, that's what Gemara says. Thank you. V'hashad the nafka lay mikol ha-mincha asher takrivu takrivu lamali. So, frankly, if you're doing, you're learning it out from, you gave it from mikol ha-mincha. You're learning that out. So what are you using? What do you have to come up with? V'basar asher takrivu. The rabbis, again, v'hashad the nafka lay mikol ha-mincha asher takrivu lamali. Kol means everything. Asher takrivu mashma. That comes from who they koy. Yeah, well, asher takrivu. What do you mean makriv? You only be makriv the koy. It's everything else you're eating. The rab. Oh, so what's the Gemara saying? So what are you using? Why do you need the special ribui? If I learn out that all aspects of the mincha, I'm chayiv for being mechabetz it. Make it simpler. If I have the word mincha that I have here in the pasuk, kol ha mincha asher takrivu l'Hashem. Let's see what's the chametz. Okay. Every mincha, the whole mincha, all the mincha, the entire mincha is right for the din of chametz. So what do you need to think for the chametz for? You need another tablet coming for the kibbutz, asher takrivu. Says the whole mincha. What's it called, the whole mincha? We said the whole mincha is the mincha of the bisa. The mincha is the mincha of the kibbutz. The mincha is the mincha for shirayim, even. So what do you need the chiddush lama asher takrivu going on the kibbutz? Kala mincha asher takrivu lama mivayilai look at the sadya. We have a reboot. Asher takrivu is not there to tell you the kibbutz. That I know. The rabbis minchas nisachim lechibutz. We have the din of minchas nisachim for chibutz. Divei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That by minchas nisachim, there's also a din of chibutz. And Rabbi Akiva Oimer, the rabbis lechem apadim lechibutz. Here he comes to tell us that lechem apadim is coming to tell you. Lechem apadim is also a mincha. It's an interesting thing with lechem apadim, you know. We have lechem apadim is bichlal the menachas. We have Mishnah later on coming up on Tes Samach that of all the menachas, the lechem apadim is referred to as a mincha. Also, the Torah never refers to the lechem apadim as a mincha, but it's included in the categories of menachas. There is no pasuk that identifies a lechem apadim as a mincha, but it is a mincha. Okay. The rabbis lechem apadim lechibutz minchas nisachim. Something about it. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says the rabbis minchas nisachim for chibutz. Rabbi Akiva says the rabbis lechem apadim lechibutz. Now minchas nisachim may paris. There it's may paris. Who made Paris a machmitzin? Made Paris a machmitzin? It can't become chametz anyway. And therefore, it can't become chametz. You don't need it. Rashi says, made Paris a machmitzin, but less like Megabellus Mimayim. So there's no need to become like Mimayim. Ukshera, and it's kosher. So how could it become chametz anyway? Uminchas kaihanim kai mashiach nabis rabbi minay. So this Gemara, remember we said it from before. By kol habenachas are nilayt nilayshes bepaishrim. We said that there are exceptions. Maybe, according to the Rabbah, minchas ha'ilus is an exception. By minchas nisachim, it's certainly a svara that it's going to be. Except Rashi holds that it's not. Again, Rashi holds that it's nilayt bepaishrim. That we have by Minchas Tzaylus Rashi Tesvus. The Rambam, it's not like that. But what about by a minchas nesachim? A minchas nesachim, there is no need. And if there's no need, then there's no din like that. The reason is because of the ratio of the oil by minchas nesachim. What do you need water for? You have an isarit with 3 lugin of oil. Or you have, if that's by a kispa, or what by a kesem, let's say you had an ayo. Let's say you had a par, it's even more. You have 4 lugin, 6 lugin. In which case the ratio obviates the need to do it with water to make it into a dough. And if you don't have the water, so it's able to become a dough, and it's not able to become chametz anyway, I'll say Paris. Of course, when we talk about the Paris and Machmitz, it's going to be totally in the Gemara's, the Tyson that we had before, that whether or what it means, may Paris and Machmitz, does it mean a Machmitz at all, like Rabbi Natan? The only way it's going to be able to do it is if it's mixed together with water, or make Paris means that it's a Machmitz and a chametz gomer. Sometimes like chametz luxury. I mean, it's going to be, and it doesn't mean that it becomes luksha only with water, like Rabbi Natan. If you don't have water, it doesn't do anything. Or maybe even without water could do it. But whatever it is, depending what it is, over here there won't be a din dafka to do it with water. If you take a look at the bottom Tosfos, Minchas Nesachim Beperisei, Ushar Menachas Yadua, the Begam Lebabayim, the Shadad Muat. By other ones, what it means other ones, even a Minchas Silas, Vice Taisan Taisvis. Place says, except for Minchas Nesachim, everything, including a Minchas Silas, is done with water. From, remember we said, from Taisvis, and Rashi and later on also, but I endow it. That it says over there that it would have to be done even minchas silas. It's done with water. Minchas nesachim is different. Not like the Rambam. Not like the Rambam. The Rambam says only the minchas leminachas have nefes. They need water. Ushar minachas yadua the begabla bebayim. The shabdan muat when they say yeshu legabel. And therefore, it's a, how are you going to go and need it? There's a very little liquid. How are you going to do that? Avo, minchas nesachim, shabda meruba, the sonka daitach, the ay daisen bayim. So where's the sonka daitach, the ay daisen bayim, we have coming up. So the Gemara then says, Nachamo, if you hold like that. Rabbi Akiva says, so again, asher takrivu is the rabbis, minchas nesachim, divi Rabbi Yisi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva says, "The rabbis lechem apanim minchas nesachim. They perisain who may perisain machmitzin. Kebepes will not be like that." One thing is the premise of the whole discussion. Let me just bring out something over here. Baruch David, we need your help over here a little bit, maybe also.
Not bad, because over here, if you put in water with made Paris, it makes it worse, Tyson says.
Of course, that's what I said before. According to Rabbi Tom, made Paris, say, Machmit said, it doesn't do it at all if there's no water. If there's water, then
it's the Maher Lahachmitz.
Yeah.
It accelerates it.
The premise of the whole discussion is that the mincha has to be made into a dough. And now the shots, how do you make it into a dough? It has to have water. You maybe it doesn't have to have water by Minchas Nesachim because you have the good ratio. They can make it into a dough with oil alone. But by a Minchas Silas, Minchas Nadava, you only have one lug, and therefore it has to be made with water. Otherwise, you can't make it into a dough. Who said you have to make it into a dough? Where's this?
By Minchas Nesachim.
What did... Pardon me?
By Minchas, Rebbe's asking by Minchas Nesachim.
The premise of the whole discussion is that it has to be made into a dough, and therefore, how are you going to make it into a dough by other Minachas? By Minchas Nesachim, you can make it into a dough. On the other hand, by other Minachas, you can't make it into a dough. The ratio is only one light. So therefore, you have to have water. So who said you have to make it into a dough? Where's this thing with coming back into a dough? Where's the same thing about a dough by a mincha? Huh? By the Minchas Chayta in Israel, so what happens by the Minchas Chayta? I mean, at the end, we said Chareva is even from Mayim. There's not going to be a dough by Minchas Chayta. How are you going to make it into a dough? There's no oil, and there's no water by Minchas Chayta. We had a Machlaikis. What is it? Chareva, Mishemin, Chareva, even from Mayim?
From Mayim.
Pardon me?
Yeah.
Some guy gave him. Your Chareva means... Chareva not only from Shemen. Chareva means Chareva even from water. So there wouldn't be a dough. But who said there has to be a dough? Bebele said there's a dough. How are you going to make a dough without water? Who said there's a thing of a dough? Unless we call it a blila. Where says Bimba? How do you know blila means a dough, Dafke? The whole premise of the discussion is that there has to be a dough. The question is, yeah, so how are you going to make it into a dough? If you don't have water, must be called in the Mamnachas the Elisha's Bepaishra.
He says you're baking it afia, visual, even by Marcheshis, Koshish of Abigdash, because how do you actually do it?
Yeah, all right, but how do you know that's how you can do it with a dough? How do you know that? The Gemara holds that it has to be made into a dough. There's an Isa. That's why Fablila doesn't necessarily say a dough. I don't know exactly how they know that it has to be a dough.
What else would it be?
What? A mixture.
There's a mixture of flour and...
A mixture of flour and oil. Flour and oil. You can't make it into a dough. So what? Huh? What is that? You do kmitza by mechas kaita? You do kmitza by mechas kaita? Do it there, see? Do it over here. Who said there has to be a bit of a dough? Where does this thing with the dough come from? And that's the whole premise of how they know that it has to be done with water, otherwise you're not going to have a dough. And by Minchas Nesachim, that you have such a good ratio, you won't even be allowed to do it with water. Because you, Mechtesi, doesn't say anywhere in the Torah anything about water. There's no, the Torah never says a word about water. How do I know there's such a thing to do with water? That's a number which is implicit, because otherwise it's not going to be a dough. So how do you know there's such a difference? What thing is axiomatic? The Gemara holds. Avada is a dough. I don't know where such an axiom comes from. That's what's bothering me, though. An Amar Rishlakish. Amar Rishlakish. Amar Haya Rabbi Yaisi Haglili. Minchas Nesachim. Begabla Babayim Uksherim. Okay? He's Begabla Babayim and it's kosher. Rishlokish, again, that, according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Well, lechem aponim, now, lechem aponim, minus yaveshi, minus lechem aponim, no, it's not done at all, it's a minus yavesh. Lechem aponim, it's minus yaveshi, vishabeslei, the Rabbi Akiva, the Omar, minus yavesh, lodis kachem. And not ladies catch. What's his point over here? So now the Gemara says, you're megabel at b'mayim, therefore it can't come with the chibutz. Now, minus lechem aponim is a minus yavesh. Again, it is. Rabbi Yisrael Glili says, minchas nesachem, you're megabel at b'mayim, not like the way we got finished saying. The megabel at b'mayim and its kosher lechem aponim minus yaveshim. The shabbat later Rabbi Akiva who holds minus yavesh lo niskacha. He holds lechem minus yaveshim lo hayanaisin bebisa. There where it says they didn't put it into the bisa shehi klisharis. Ella where'd they put it? They measured it out into a measuring cup. Ella beisarin gishemaitedin. The Isarin Minus Yavesh, the Isarin is a Minus Yavesh, and that is not the Kaddish. Why? Because Shamina, that is Shalach Levi, Shmeda Rabbi Yechanan, Kachi Atzal Shalmishna, the Eibuch, and he switched it around about the Amram. Asher Takrivu is the Rabbi's Lechem Apadim L'chibutz, that there isn't the Nechiz Lechem Apadim, David Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Not like the way we just got finished saying. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, the Rabbis Minchas Nesachim Lechibutz, that he came to say the opposite of what he said before, because Minchas Nesachim is Lechibutz. The other Rabbi Yechiel Tamei, why? Yom Rabbi Yechavin, Rabbi Yisrael Aglili, the Echad, the Talmidi, Rabbi Yisrael, Amru Dover Echad, Amanu, Rabbi Yishia. The Sadia, like we learned. What does it say? Vayimshachayim, Vayikadishayisam. When he anointed them, the Kalim, for Klish, to make them into a Klisharis, he was Mekadish them. Rabbi Yishia, Aymer, Midas Halach, Nimshach. That the Midas that were there to measure liquids were Nimshach. Inside of the keli, the outside of the keli. On the other hand, minis yavesh nimshelu bebefneim, nimshelu bebchutz. They had on the inside, they were had kedusha, not the outside. That's according to whom, Rabbi Yoshia. And Rabbi Yainas said, "Aimer, not like this. Minis halach nimshelu bebefneim, ve'ein nimshelu bebchutz." Midas Yavish, lo nimshul kol ikar, wasn't at all. There was inside, outside, didn't have anything. Tenaluch, sharei ein mikadshais, arayim, because they are not mikadish. Niksiv, the Midas Yavish, niksiv, like it says, mimay shvei sechem, by lashnei alechem, toviyu lechem tenufa shtayim shnei esreinim. Silas Tiyeda, Chavex Te Ofeda, Bikurim Lashem. Ema Saiheg Lashem. At what point do they get Kedusha? Liachar Shenefu, but before they did not have the Kedusha. Why not? Because they were measured out of the Keli that did not have any Kedusha. It was not Makadish. That's Midas Yavish Lodis Kanchu. The Micah Biflegi, what is this Talayon Beisam? The Beisam with the word Beisam. Bayim Shechein. Bayekadesh. Beisam. Rabbi Yishia Samar Oisam is Libute, Midas, Yavesh, Bibachutz only. Rabbi Yainis and Samar, Midas, Yavesh, Cholhu. Below Yisrach Cholimutei, it's Chol. Below Yisrach Cholimutei, Ki Yisrach Cholimutei Minis Lach Mimichutz. What you're coming to me, Mabai, it is Minis Lach Mimichutz. And therefore, that's the thing that we come to me, Mabai. And therefore, the way it says, Leima Nami Rabbi Akiva, Miyachad, Mitalmini Rabbi Yishmael, Amadu, who is that? Why did we say that already? I mean, if we're saying that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Midas Hayavesh is lo diskachu, they say really the same thing. So, Madu Rabbi Yainasin. You could have said that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yainasin said the same thing. After all, you're saying that they said the same thing. Rabbi Yainasin, when the Gemara brought before, Rabbi Yishia, when the Gemara said that they said the same thing. We could have referred to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yechid says, Rabbi Yaisi Aglili, the Yechad, the Talmidim, Rabbi Yishmael, Abrut Dover Echad. In light of the way we're saying in Rabbi Akiva, we could have said Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yainasin. They also both said the same thing. So, Levin Abi, Rabbi Akiva, Yechad, the Talmidim, Rabbi Yishmael, Abrut Dover Echad, no matter Rabbi Yainasin. The reason is, of course, the Gemara says it's no riot. It's true that Abada, they both hold like that. But you don't know what they would hold the Gabi Allah. That already is different. You're saying, though, that why is it that there is not going to be a din of my Lechem HaPadim, according to this, there's no din of the Chibut by that, because it doesn't have any Kedusha. Where is it that there'll be an Isra be Mechabetz? Only if it has Kedusha Sagulf. If it doesn't have Kedusha Sagulf, then it's not going to apply. Agav, the Gemara says, as we see Yavesh Lod Iskachu. What about the water? Remember, how'd they make the Lechem HaPadim? That it was water. Megavah Mamaya. So what about, so that's true, that Minas HaYavesh is Lod Iskachu. What happened to the water? What kind of water did they use? Must have been that they didn't use water that was miskadish. It must have been that they didn't use water that was miskadish. If the water was miskadish, then you had to become Kaddish and has right for chemis because of the water that they did. Well, must be that they didn't have to use the water. It didn't say anything about the water. The water is an accoutrement to the lechem itself, to the flour.
The Rebbe, they baked it outside.
This is a big disturbing, huh?
They baked it outside. Of course they didn't use good water. Didn't they bake, lishasa v'richasa b'chutz?
In Tzadikei, the Gemara over there says, lishasa could be b'chutz. That would be the reason, that would be good, according to the way we're saying now, because it was
So they used chol water, if it was chol water.
And that's because the Gemara is ignoring that over here.
Right. That's what I would think.
So now it's a nachmo. So again, amalera papale abayev. But the chayr mohika bisa delachu. What, when they mixed the flour, they measured it out in an isarim. And the water there is being a siyavishin, it's not going to be mixed chadashin. Okay, but how did they knead it? What did they use to knead it? The bisa, the chayr. They used the klisharis for that, didn't they? Mohika bisa. And what do you have there? You have the lachu. You got other things. The bisa was always used for lach also. I'm like, no, not for this. It could have. But I'm like, maybe they needed it on a piece of leather. Not a klisharis. Didn't use a bisa. They used a mat, a leather mat. Yochi de Kabbalah, Rabbi Yehuda said, Tedal of Shreyena Mekadeshes, Lamalay, can go de Kaila be Yisarin de Chol. Maybe it's talking. All right, fine. Maybe, so instead of, so we, what do we say? De Kabbalah, Rabbi Yehuda said, Tedal, because it was not Shreyena Shreyena Mekadeshes, maybe Lamalay, maybe he was speaking, when they measured it out, Bisara Dechol. Maybe they read Bisara Dechol. Maybe they didn't have to use it. Maybe they didn't have to use it even. Such a thing. The regular klisharis. Rabbi Yainas and Setena Sharei Eina Mekadeshes. Maybe it is Mekadesh. You want to know why, how it happened? How did they measure it? They did it with a chol meter. Who said they had to use it? Dafke, where it's Kaddish? The Melish made. There's no pasuk that says you have to dafke need it in a bisa, but kilashla gabikadu lesabai that you could do. Ella isarin. What should he answer and say? You know why it was not this kaddish? Came in the Omer Rachmana avir isarin. If the Torah did tell us that the midas have to be measured, that they have to become, to be measured in the sarin, the kail bay, so, and the Torah did tell us that. We have coming gemaras later on, the per prakim later on, in Menachas, coming and telling us the tzivuyim that we have, the coming measuring cups. Shavik yisarin the kodesh, the kail be sarin the chol. Can't do that. In which case, it must be, if it's not Kaddish, you can't say it's not Kaddish because they didn't use something that was Kaddish. You can't use something that's not Kaddish. You're coming to measure it out, it has to be done with a klisharis. And therefore, if you're going to tell me that they didn't anoint it, they were not Mekaddish it, then it means, because of that reason, need to say Yavish, it's Lord is Kaddish. And therefore, at what point will it get Kaddusha? Only when you put it onto the shulchan. If you don't put it onto the shulchan, so what? How's it going to become kaddish? The measuring is not going to be the kaddish. The bisa they're not using. So at what point does lechem apadim get kedusha? Only unless you'll tell me, if the tater can be the kaddish and the chanami, then it's different. But if the tater is not the kaddish and it becomes on the shulchan, maybe at the most it will be by afterwards. After it's by the afiyah, that could be also. All these things that are not part of the karma to be brought. All these things that are eaten. We share in achis that the kahanim eat. How do you know shehu b'lay sasa? Let's say you bring them on the mizbeach. All these things. Minay lemaila onto the mizbeach. These things that are not supposed to be eaten. Tavid lebi kachol sar b'chol davash. Lo satir mi benu isha l'ashem. Kol shehu mi benu l'isha. Anything that you brought part of the carbon onto the mizbeach and you were yaitza that part that's supposed to be brought and the other part remains that you're supposed to eat. And you, instead of doing that, you go and you brought out on the mizbeach. Even if it's not tzar or dvash, there are two isurim over here. Ki chol tzar v'chol dvash kama lo saktiru mimenu isha l'ashem. There are two dinim here. Kol shehu mimenu l'ishem. Harehim al saktiru. Besides tzar and dvash, it's another thing. You bring things on the mizbeach that are not supposed to be brought there. They're allowed. Like we know this from Tzvachim in Ayin Zayin. Shushtei alechem lechem apadim. Bring the yesh lehem ishim. What is that called? There is ishim? What do you mean? Lushtei alechem. You bring shtei alechem? What shtei alechem? What's that have to do with anything? Or the yashtei alechem. You don't bring any lechem on the mizbeach. We don't do that. Or lechem apadim. You bring the mazicha levaida. You bring the kvasim. Yeah, but some of tani yotzu shtei alechem lechem apadim she'ei mehem liyishim. I'm Rav Sheshes. Yeah, edechadabi, but still, ein migufa, ein migufa liyishim. Migufa, it doesn't go to the yishim, but avol pikein. There's still part of the carpet that goes to the yishim. Here you have kvasim. Therefore, when it says over here, included here. Midai the Maser Basar Basar Asham Kachim Kalim Maser Hachemer Maser Shtei Halechem Amilechem Apadim. Therefore, the Gabi, this din Avadim is going to be a din of Lo Saktiru because Soif Kol Soif, they're part of a composite of a broader carbon that you bring some of it onto the Mizbeach. Yeah, Mazichen. You had the Mazichen and you have the Kvasim. But Tanya. Yeah, shtei alechem. Well, tani yatzu shtei alechem. Alechem apadim shem hem liyishim. Yeah. Itmar hamayla mikula al gabei akevesh. What?
This is where the kevesh comes in.
This is where the kevesh comes in. Mir hamayla mikula. You brought it on top of the kevesh. Not on the mizbeach itself. Rabbi Yechon and Omer Chaim, Rabbi Lazar Rapporta. Rabbi Yechon and Omer Chaim, the Sanya. Hamizbeach. Eli el mizbeach kevesh binayin. Tamad lemer mi el hamizbeach lo yalu l'ratzayin. And on the other hand, Rabbi Lazar bar Putter by Tami de Makra, se'ar u'dvash karben reishis takrivu oisam. Oisam hu deravi lach kevesh ke mizbeach. By se'ar u'dvash, you bring it on the kevesh. That, there you're going to be over the love. But not the other things. The other things you bring on the mizbeach proper, you bring them on the kevesh, you're not. Sar dvash, you bring it on the mizbeach, on the kevesh, that's already different. What does it say? All right, we're going to have to be mamshich that. I want to go back to this. We'll see more about this. And the machlokes from Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yisrael Glili that we have over here. Because what happens now? A big bow back at the ranch. So what happens over here, Minchas Nesachim, in terms of whether or not, Minchas Nesachim, whether you need water, whether it's the lava of chibutz or not, we're saying over here, so what happens in the end? Remember, what happens again? In the end, what is Rabbi Akiva? We hold like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Yisrael Glili. So what does he hold, Rabbi Akiva? What? Gabi minis yavish, gabi lechem apanim. Gabi lechem apanim. So what will happen to gabi minchas nesachim then? That there would be.
Come here.
Yeah. Now he says, I'm a Rebbe Shimon. Yeah. Because Rebbe Kiva's tithe originally was, so what happens now? Now there could be chayv. So what happened? I just water. Must be he holds that there could be water. If you hold like that, means there's water. Look at the Lashon of Tosfos on the bottom that we pointed out. On Amud Aleph. Avol Minchas Pesachim Shabda Hashem Shabda Meruba B'sol Kedaitach Ve'Enai Semayim B'sol Kedaitach. B'sol Kedaitach.
What do you mean you don't?
You don't. Yeah. So Dinah, last time before I told you do put water in there. Let me. You put water because one thing I'm going to say.
What do you need? You have to
reach. You have to reach. Yeah. Maybe it's even Avol became even with that. What did he say? We had the member. We just had the member. Minchas nesacha begabla b'mayim k'shera. That was, Rabbi Yaakov, the way we said. Now, according to the, what happens in Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara switched from the Epoch. Remember what the Epoch? All right, so now, this is what we have to see this. Okay. All right.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.